Okay, yes, I'm cutting it slightly fine. Welcome, it is Wednesday the 16th of November and this is day 16 of Napod Pomo. Just at the time of recording, it's almost 25 past 10 in the evening and yeah, this is really late to be getting this show out. But it's still within the rules, so I can get away with it. The likelihood is you'll also be listening to day 17 around about the same time because I'm going to be recording that in approximately 7 hours' time. So assuming you're in the same side of the world as I am, you'll probably be in bed at the time of writing this. Anyway, now, what I want to do today, listen, the entire purpose of this project, this Napod Pomo project for me, is to give you a variety of stuff. Variety of information about me, about my life, and various things. And of course, the one thing I haven't really broached with you guys yet is music. Music plays a huge part of my life. I play music, I listen to a lot of music, and my podcast is about music. So it would only seem reasonable in... going back on something I said right at the very beginning where I said I wasn't going to play any music, to play you some music. And I found this this song, refound this song, should I say, by accident. As I was getting ready to come in and record tonight's episode, I found this song. And I thought, I've got to play this. So I played it to myself, and it reminded me how much I love it. I'm going to play you a track by a chap called... Professor Elemental. He is a chap hop artist. Now, chap hop, I had to look this up. Chap hop is a mix of hip hop and steampunk. So a lot of the subject matter is to do with things that are typically English or stereotypically English, like cricket and the weather and drinking tea. This particular track actually comes off Professor Elemental's first album, which was called The Indifference Engine, which came out in 2009. And the only word I can use to describe it is clever. It is an incredibly clever song, and I will challenge you to have listened to anything quite like it ever. I'll talk to you afterwards. This is Professor Elemental with Fighting Trousers.
Ah, Jeffrey. What's that you have in your hand, boy? Pass it over. A telegram. Oh, dear. Seems someone has been biting me. Fetch me my trousers at once. No, not those. Those are my time travel trousers. Those are my tea trousers. That's it. Those ones. My fighting trousers. Yeah, yeah. Dear sir, regarding your recent foray into the rap business and the scene you portray, see, I don't normally approve of war games, but he's biting is what they all say. And by Harry, they might be right. This is hip-hop, not an Elvis night. Shelve this professor impersonation. Let it end now, it's impertinent waiting. You seem a reasonable chap. What you need to do is rap and not parody chap-hop, cause that's not proper, just not cricket. Put away your ukulele or I'll tell you where to stick it. I don't like your tweet, sir. Will teach you the professor's ready. Not. Let's see who strikes the loudest. Lose. Put on my fighting trousers. I've got super producers and fans that play me. You have a granddad's moustache and a ukulele. Don't look around, sir. I'm speaking to you. Roll up your shirt sleeves. Queensbury rules. Never test professors with the cleverest wit. Let's settle this like gentlemen armed with heavy sticks on a rotating plate with spikes like Flash Gordon. And you're Peter Duncan. I gave you fair warning when this George Formby clone is performing. Audiences go home before he begins talking. A new career might be more rewarding. I'm a bright Brighton peer, your rap's Piers Morgan. I don't like your tweets, sir. Will. Teach you the professor's ready. Not. Let's see who strikes the loudest. Lou. Put on my fighting trousers. I've not seen you at ciphers or workshops with kids or gigs, dear sir. You're not worthy of this. Sold out to Coca-Cola, used for a trend. And that means you're banned from using a pen. Hope it's safe to assume you won't do it again. Set foot on my stage and get ruined again. Be out, Mr. B. I set the egg timer. There's not room in town for two gentlemen rhymers. Leave town by the end of this instrumental. Yours, etc., etc. Sincerely, and so forth, Professor Elemental. I don't like your tweet, sir. Will. Teach you the professor's ready. Not. Let's see who strikes the loudest. Lou. Put on my fighting trousers. Sorry, I'm sorry, Jeffrey, but it gets my goat. Gets my dander right up. Bloody told him. No, no jazz solo. This is supposed to be a diss song. Jeffrey, get off the drums.
I don't like your tweed, sir, has got to be one of the best lyrics in music I have ever heard. That was Professor Elemental with Fighting Trousers. Now, you may be noticing there that this was effectively, what do they call it? Well, he used the word biting, but basically it was an attack towards a fellow musician by the name of Mr. B, the Gentleman Rhymer. Now, Mr. B and Professor Elemental are... they're kind of the leaders of the genre, the two main leaders of the genre. And there was this kind of feud, and I use the feud in quotation marks because I don't believe it was genuine. It was kind of like the Andy Kaufman, whatever the name of that wrestler dude was. It was, I think it was a planned thing, where Mr. B kind of did some biting on Professor Elemental on his album, and Professor Elemental did some biting of Mr. B on his album. And apparently they settled it a couple of years later with a song called The Duel, which appeared on Professor Elemental's album, but featured Mr. B, the Gentleman Rhymer as well. Anyway, there's a whole history to it. If you'd like to find out more about Professor Elemental, he has a website over at professorelemental.com. Now, I challenge you to tell me you didn't like that. Really do, because I thought it was an incredible piece of music, and it was a real pleasure to hear that again. So I'm going to leave that with you. Otherwise, I'm in risk of not getting this show out on Wednesday, which is kind of the whole point. So that just remains for me to say thank you very much indeed for listening, and thank you for joining me today. If you'd like to... I'm all over the place. It's late. I'm tired. I want to go to bed. Send me an email, napodpomo@thelovebug.org, and go to the website at thelovebug.org. thelovebug.org/pod. Thanks, as always, to Jeff Oster for allowing us to play his music as the theme tune. Find out more about him over at jeffoster.com. I will catch you tomorrow, although that's probably in reality only a couple of hours away. See you tomorrow.